SBS Radio.
Welcome to our show, Hiranthi.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We will start with the most important question. What is Pap smear and why is it important?
Yes, a Pap test is a test to look for abnormal cell changes, which are on the cervix. And so what it is a preventative screening test, and it's important for all women who have ever been sexually active to have this test every 2 years.
Right, so the recommended age group, you would say, starts from like 18 years?
That's correct, yeah. So the recommendation here in Australia is that women between the ages of 18 and 70 have a Pap test every 2 years once they've commenced sexual activity.
Right, and where can they get it done?
Pap tests are offered through pretty much all GPs. Fortunately, in Victoria, we also have over 500 nurses who are specially trained up to take Pap tests as well. And so they're within GP clinics, community health services, within some of the outpatient clinics within hospitals as well. So there's a number of places where women can go to obtain a Pap test. And if women don't know where to go, they can actually have a look at the Pap Screen website, which is at papscreen.org.au, and there they will be able to find a local Pap test provider of their choice that is close to where they may live.
Are you aware of any statistics around cervical cancer in Australia?
Yeah, what we do know is that 90% of women who are actually diagnosed with cervical cancer haven't had a Pap test regularly in the 10 years prior to their diagnosis. So that in itself really proves the effectiveness of this screening test and how important it is that women do have this test every 2 years.
Mm. And when we talk about multicultural communities, Australia is one of the growing multicultural communities in the world. And have you noticed any growth in cases in multicultural communities?
Currently in Victoria, we don't actually collect the rates regularly in terms of how many women are being diagnosed or how many women are actually dying from the disease by country of birth or language spoken at home. So it is hard for us to know those figures. But what we want to ensure is that women who are migrating to Australia are made aware of the fact that this is a screening program which is available to them here in Australia. From what we know, Pap testing isn't readily available in India, and so we really wanted to make sure this campaign ensured that all Indian women living in Victoria know about the availability of this screening test.
We know that now there is a campaign coming out in various languages to target those multicultural communities. And like you mentioned about India, now there are many factors, like there's no regular screening in India. And some places there's a taboo or just a hesitation in people talking about such procedures because it is an invasive test. So are there any helpline or a language telephone line or a special request center where women can request for a female nurse or a doctor to go to?
Yeah, absolutely. So women can contact Cancer Council on 13 11 20 and here they will be able to assist women to find a Pap test provider who may be a female, because for a lot of women it is more important to see a female Pap test provider. So that's certainly one thing that our helpline nurses can assist with. And also even finding a particular GP that may speak an Indian language, which is again an important factor for a lot of women. So we do want to make sure that women are really comfortable with who they're seeing for their Pap test and ensuring that it is a really comfortable procedure for them.
Right. And tell me, with the cervical cancer, because this the Pap test is a preventative measure, and if something comes up in that test, can the cancer be prevented or is it completely curable?
Absolutely. What we know, and this is the reason why we promote Pap tests so much, is that it is looking for abnormal cell changes, which can be detected very early at a stage where it is very much treatable. And so that's why we want to encourage women, and so they know that a pap test is never actually going to find cancer. It's about looking for those abnormal cell changes before they progress to cancer.
Right.
And so it's really important to get those abnormal cell changes at that early stage where it is very much treatable.
Now, I wanted to ask you one more thing. Now, sometimes people think that if you have a hysterectomy, then there is no need for pap smear. Is that correct?
No, that's not necessarily correct. It's really important if a woman has had a hysterectomy that she finds out what kind of hysterectomy she has had, because in some cases it can be a partial hysterectomy, which means that the cervix may still be intact. And basically, if a woman has a cervix, it's important that she continues to have pap tests. So what I would be encouraging is for women to consult with their GP or healthcare provider if they had had a hysterectomy in the past, just to make sure whether it was a full or partial hysterectomy, because pap tests may still be required.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.